Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Linda Eisenman is with us, Preferred Home Brokers. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be with you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Looking at the celebration of the day, National Craft Jerky Day. I don't even know what the heck that would be. National Day of Giving. Well, they call that National Day of Giving, Giving Tuesday. It's always the Tuesday following Thanksgiving. But that's a interesting scenario because shouldn't we be giving every day? Wouldn't that make sense to give every day? You need a special holiday to give? I don't know about that one. So I think I will just stick with National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. Yeah, we can go. We'll go there. I'll take that one. Let's look at the markets. I'm not sure if we want to. I looked at them earlier today. They've been a little bit on a rocky road, and I'm not talking about ice cream right now. But the Dow Jones up over 300 points yesterday. Now we're down 41 today. Last week it was down a lot. We've been talking to you consistently about why that is happening, because anybody can tell you what is happening. That is pretty simple to understand what's happening. Google.com gives you all that information. If you prefer Yahoo.com, MSNB, Hee-Haw has that information. You can go wherever you want and get the information on what is happening. The real question becomes, why is it happening? Why are the markets doing what they are doing? And we've been chatting with you a little bit about this on a regular basis as to why this is happening. It's very simple. There is a lot of question marks, and we thought, as I mentioned to you yesterday, and I shared with our lending team yesterday, that the investors are not really sold on the idea that the market is heading downward, that we're heading into a bull market. The real investors are not on that bandwagon yet. We see that, we know that, because they did not go putting their money into the safe haven of bonds. They stuck it in cash over the long weekend. Now, most investors, the professional money, they want to put their money to work for them. And if they feel that the stock market is going to continue down, where do they put their money? They put it in the bond market. So the bonds will end up going up, interest rates down. We have not seen that. So we know that's not the case. Now, the issue becomes, what is the Federal Reserve going to say? What is their commentary? And I'm going to talk to you about the Federal Reserve's comments when we get into the Mortgage Minute in the next segment. But the bigger issue, or one that's equally as big, has to do with, as you could probably guess, the President of the United States and what his commentary is. Well, he came out and said that it is very likely, or highly likely, let's use the right terminology, being that I'm going to quote him, highly unlikely that the U.S. would delay from increasing tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. What does that mean to you? Well, we know that we are having a significant effect on the Chinese economy. Now, we can tell that idea, but we also, it's hard when you're talking about China because, yeah, it is a state-controlled media. Well, wait a second, that's not a whole lot different than the U.S., is it? I mean, the liberals control the media here, so we don't ever get the real truth anymore anyway. But in China, they're pretty blatant about the fact that the government controls the media. They tell us, well, they're growing at 6% a year. Do you really think that?
I don't know better than that.
Yeah, I don't think that's really true, but that's what the media tells us. When their economy is going well, they tell us they're growing at 10% a year. But their economy is going to slow down. It is already slowing down from the tariffs. Now, the issue is, does China really care about a slowing economy? Because it's their people that get hurt, and being in a dictatorship, they really don't care too much about the people. It's not like they're going to unelect President Xi. That's not going to happen over there. So the question becomes, how long are they going to be willing to accept a slowing economy while we negotiate these tariffs. Now, our economy has still been very good. We'll find out on Friday what the GDP numbers are, and we'll find out some indication of what our employment numbers are when those come out as well. But the issue is our economy does appear to be slowing just a little bit. And we did get the FHFA housing numbers earlier this morning. Again, I'll talk to you about that in the Mortgage Minute in just a little bit. But the whole issue becomes, it's geopolitical. That's where a lot of this is happening. Now, what is going to happen when we start talking about the border? Now, I know that Congress, as always, is doing absolutely nothing. And when was the last time Congress actually did something other than run for office? And that's the only thing we can ever count on Congress to really do anymore. But we're watching in Congress, and I'm not, that's not partisan. It's both sides of the aisle. They get absolutely nothing done. But what's going to happen if the president follows through on closing the border? Now, yes, indeed, that will have a significant impact on Mexico, right? Because they send a lot of people over on a daily basis to work in the U.S. if they can't get across the border. Well, what's going to happen there? The Tijuana economy is starting to suffer because they've got thousands of people there that they need to feed. They need facilities. I mean, they've got to go to the bathroom somewhere. They need to house them. Where is all the money coming from there? Oh, yeah, it's coming from Chicago and the George Soros clan. That's already being proven. You're not going to see that on the mainstream media. That's why I say that our media is just as corrupt as China's is right now, or as there's a lack of reliability, because they also don't want to tell you that they're grabbing women and children and putting them in the front lines so that the tear gas stops right there. I mean, obviously nobody likes that idea. That's not the way that we like to do things in our country. But you know something? There are 435 people that really should be held accountable, but we don't do that, right? I mean, they're Congress people that consistently get reelected year after year, term after term, to continue doing nothing. Now, I don't know where else we can have a 20% or sub-20% approval rating and still keep your job. But the issue becomes, it's always your congressperson, not mine, that we don't want to talk to, we don't want to hear from, just the way it seems to be all the time. So we do have a humanitarian crisis now in Tijuana, and that's going to be a big issue. What's going to happen there? What will the news media cover from that? Well, interesting there. And I know I listened to a very interesting conversation yesterday with Geraldo Rivera, getting very sympathetic with the position of the caravan. Well, you know something? There's millions of – I mean, if we wanted to open our borders, you know, I bet how many people from China would love to come to America? There's about, 1.5 billion people in China. About 3% of them account for all of the wealth of China. Just so happens that that's probably the same group that's the capitalist part of China. Should we open the borders for 1 billion people out of China to come into the U.S. also? Where are we going to get the money for all these things? Where are we going to get the money to solve some of these other problems? We're already $21 trillion in debt. And I bring this all back to the financial side of it because that's what's been looking at the stock market. We continue to move in debt. There are states like California that don't want to admit to this debt crisis. I mean, I've shared this number with you on many, many instances, and it's not my number. You can go right to the website. It's called How Money Walks, is I believe the name of the site that we check on a regular basis to see the movement of money. HowMoneyWalks.com. $58.63 trillion a year leaving the state of California. $58.63 billion annual adjusted gross income leaving the state of California every year since 1992. That's tax revenue. That's the idea of where the money's supposed to come from to cover our debt. Now, if we continue on this pace, do you think we're going to continue being able to borrow money at lucrative rates? No, as interest rates continue to increase, California is going to have bigger and bigger problems, but nobody really wants to look at that. Just a thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about what you need to do to buy your own home. First homes, that's the concept. Linda Eisenman is going to be chatting with us about that, giving us some guidance. I've had quite a few people from our Facebook marketing groups asking me, what do they need to know about buying a first home? What do they need to know about getting a first loan? Well, we're going to chat about that because, you know me, I don't like surprises, especially when it comes to your money. The number one reason not to wait until spring to sell your house, and our students getting fed up with the cost of college, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Again, remember, you can get pre-approved from Gold Star. That's not pre-underwritten, not even pre-approved. That way, when you go out shopping for that new home, there are your agent can mark down no loan contingencies. That can help you save, I've seen as much as $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. But the Mortgage Minute, let's see what is happening in the mortgage market right now. And I tell you, some of the information that I'm going to share with you, you can actually get right on that super secret website, google.com. But the information that they tell you, the what, not the why. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 30 points as we speak. The 10-year U.S. Treasury is flat right now, 3.068, call it 3.07. And the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, the bond itself is down just a little bit, down 2 basis points, which means interest rates are up just a tick, not enough to even talk about. But what is really happening in the overall market? That's what's more important, because anybody, again, I can tell you what is happening, the why is it happening, and what is happening in the longer term. So we did get this morning the Federal Reserve Vice Chair Richard Clarida delivered a speech and did not hint at any type of pause from the Fed regarding raising the federal funds rate. I did tell you that, being I have no life, and on Friday night I was actually listening to an interview with the Federal Reserve president from Dallas, saying that, you know, maybe we can slow down a little bit. So now we've got two differing opinions. The Fed vice chair did speak a little bit out of both sides. Raising rates too quickly could unnecessarily shorten the economic expansion, while moving too slowly could result in rising inflation and inflation expectations down the road that could be costly to reverse, as well as potentially pose financial stability risks. He also backs gradual hikes as the neutral rate is a moving target. Then we have FHFA coming out today, and I love this report. FHFA is one of the best reports you can find on what's happening in the housing market. Unfortunately, it has about a 2-month lag in the data. Nationally, home prices month over month are up 0.2% on an annual basis, year over year, up 6%. So that's a good number. So we are slowing down just a little bit from where we were, but we are still moving forward. That's the big issue. Then I look over here and I say Los Angeles. Okay, that region on the report, actually month over month is down 0.2%, but up 5.5% year over year. You can't put your money any place better than getting an up 5.5%. San Diego down 0.3%. Month over month, up 4% year over year. Those are the only places that we have on the report, so that's the best numbers I can give you. But if you want your neighborhood, I've got county by county and metro by metro that we can send that to you. So we're still seeing appreciation in housing, just not as quick as it was. So what does that mean to you? Well, that's what we have to talk to Linda Eisenman about. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. But the issue becomes, we have switched, or it appears, see, these reports are all about 2 months old. It's much better to speak with a real estate professional on the street if you want to know what's happening really today, right? Because none of these reports are going to tell you what's happening today. Yeah, again, you have to talk to a professional. So, Linda, in the markets that you're working, are you seeing the same thing, that real estate is not selling quite as quickly as it once was? Okay, so that's real time.
Yes, we're seeing that. We're also seeing more price reductions.
Is that because the properties aren't selling, or they were priced too high in the first place?
I think they've been too high in the first place myself.
Okay.
For the most part.
So, because I've seen that part as well, where I was just looking at a property out in Indian Wells last week, and they purchased the purchase price on the property, or the last sale was in July at $360,000. And now they're asking $450 for it. So that's basically, what, a 20% increase in a year. You have to wonder about something.
What
like
have
that.
They done to the property?
Not a whole lot, because it still needs work.
All right.
Right?
Sounds a little high to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand where you can where they jump that quickly.
I don't either.
On that short of a period of time. So the question we want to talk about then is, it seems like now we're switching from where the last several years we've really been in a seller's market, and even though we still have a shortage of inventory available. You know, I think the last number I saw was about 4.3 months supply of inventory. We want 6 as a normal market.
Yes.
So if we see that the buyers really have a little bit more control.
Well, I see it actually as a more normal market.
Normal, okay. So is it normal as in neutral?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay.
Somewhat. Willing buyer, willing seller.
Okay.
And in the past, we have had properties that have been selling even prior to hitting the MLS. We've seen properties sell, obviously over asking with multiple offers. And that's what we're not seeing any of that, or
okay,
very little of that now. Let me put it that way.
Okay. So we either need, if you're looking to sell the ideas, maybe you need to be more aggressive on your pricing.
Well, be realistic.
Okay.
Be absolutely realistic.
Okay. So this morning I wanted to chat with you a little bit about from the buyer's standpoint, because the buyers have basically been at the mercy of sellers for a long time.
They have, unfortunately.
So
it's been a challenging time for buyers.
So what does it mean to be in a normal market for a buyer?
To me, a normal market, willing buyer, willing seller, means you can actually view the property and hopefully be able to even view it more than once, because I always think it's a good idea for a buyer to see a home more than once and really make an informed decision, really be able to take their time and look at that property and view it and have a good understanding of what they're making the offer on. And also basing their offer on comparable sales and not just seller asking prices, because we've seen properties that have sold so far over the comparable sales in any given neighborhood. And I think getting back to a more normal market is when you're looking to see what the other properties have sold for and not necessarily just the seller's asking price. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I and one of the things as you're saying that kind of hits me is that for a long time I was of the opinion, and I don't buy this way. So I have to do it from a observation standpoint, is that people would walk into a property and they'd get caught up in the emotions. Well, if I don't make an offer today, I have no chance.
Absolutely.
And I'm more the type of person, I want to be able to think, digest, stew, and if I miss it, so be it. I'm not an emotional buyer.
Well, it's interesting the word emotional you just used, because buying a home for a primary residence, and you may be looking as an investor, I don't know, Ron, but that's two different buyers and two different temperaments.
Right.
Because for an investor, it's normally about the numbers. But for a home buyer, it's an emotional decision. And home buying can be an emotional roller coaster throughout the process.
Do you see it? Because I've done it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told by my family that I'm not the most emotional person in the world. So even when I buy a primary residence or a second home, I look at it from a numbers standpoint, so I might not be a good candidate. Is there a way to take the emotion out should a primary residence buyer, maybe even a first-time home buyer, try and get the emotions out so they can make a more informed decision?
You know, that's a good question. I think when it comes down to it, I think the emotion of home ownership of a particular home will outweigh the financial decision at times, because I have seen people who have made a decision that this is the right home for them, and if it's going to cost them a little bit more than they originally planned, they're willing to do it in order to be able to secure that particular home.
And from the education standpoint, mm-hmm, the Harvard School of their housing reports certainly prove that you're more accurate than I am, than my methodology, because most people, the finances is usually about number five on the report as to the reason somebody buys a primary residence.
Oh, I can believe that.
Right? I mean,
yes,
they're looking at schools, yes, and proximity to
absolutely,
jobs and security. Those are, so you're obviously more in tune with that. I'm the abnormal buyer.
Well, you know, schools is a real hot button that you brought up. That's really essential for a young family, for example. Moving into an established neighborhood, schools are absolutely crucial.
And that's a big issue, because we see from a resale standpoint, just looking around in Orange County alone, you see that the areas that have the more modernized schools and the better rated schools tend to get a better property value.
True.
You know, and I know that was a big issue here in the Orange Unified School District when they had their bond measure. Over and over, it was because property values are going to increase with a better school. So you see that as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to chat more about this. Now that we kind of got the concept here, one of the worst things that you can possibly, I guess it's my opinion again, one of the worst things you can have happen to you when you're going to buy a house is come up with a big surprise. And again, I'm not a big fan of surprises. They're maybe okay for Christmas time, for birthdays, for anniversaries, but when you're about to spend $200,000, $400,000, $1 million, you probably don't want to be surprised. So I'm going to talk to Linda Eisenman a little bit about what you need to know about, what some of your process might need to be to buy either your next home or your first home. So you're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be some great information. Linda always brings us great information. So we're going to chat about that. The number one reason not to wait until spring to sell your house and how to rethink or your budget maybe. We'll even chat a little bit about budgeting. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST. NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The number one reason to not wait until spring to sell your house. It's going to be a simple answer. You've probably heard me say this many, many times. It's all about supply and demand. Many sellers believe that spring is the best time to place their homes on the market because buyer demand traditionally increases at that time of year, which is true. But what they don't realize is that if every homeowner believes the same thing, then that is when they will have the most competition for sales. Number one reason to list your home in the winter months is less competition. Housing supply traditionally shrinks at this time of year, so the choices buyers have will be limited. I shared a chart earlier today shown by the National Association of Realtors showing the month supply of listings, and the best time for selling based on that would be basically mid-November through February. That's the sweet spot to list your house for the most exposure, naturally occurring in the late fall and the winter months. Temperatures aren't the only thing that heats up in the spring. So do listings. And I shared that chart as well, the inventory levels this time of year, last year, well below, almost 30% less than you're going to see in June. Now, the people that are out buying at this time of year have a need to be buying. You only see serious buyers at this time of year. So if you've got serious buyers out there with a limited number of properties to choose from, you can get maybe a little bit more because there's a lower supply. The demand is there. Just think about that concept. If you have any questions about it, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, that's the Real-Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. So I started chatting in the last segment about the idea that we hate to see surprises when it comes to buying a home, when you're spending a lot of money, whatever it is, whether it's your investment or it's your first home, maybe a move-up home, maybe a right-sizing home. Buying a home is a lot of money. If you're in California, it's even, you know, it's more than even some of the other states. They look at our down payments here as much as some other states for a full house, right? So the concept is, what do we need to know? Let's look at some steps. And Linda Eisenman is in with us, Preferred Home Brokers, done this for a day or two. So we'll chat. Give me some ideas. Where do we start, Linda, for a first-time buyer?
I think in the very, very beginning, well, in the past, people have actually worked with a pre-qualification. In other words, finding out what somebody can actually, how much of a mortgage you can handle, what your outgo is, how much money you have coming in a month, that sort of thing, talking with a lender. However, today, a buyer really needs to be fully pre-approved.
Okay.
And there's a huge difference, as you know, as a lender from a pre-qualification. In the past, we worked with a pre-qualification letter.
Sure.
And it was nothing more than somebody's letterhead with somebody saying, I've verified their income, I've verified their credit, and this is what they can
Right.
can qualify for. That's entirely different than the full-fledged approval. So getting your loan approved ahead of time makes you a stronger buyer. It's a more serious buyer, and it's less risk for the home seller. And who wants a sale that's going to fall through? There is a seller out there. So why not go ahead and take that extra step and get that loan pre-approved?
Okay. So, and that, again, that takes out one of the surprises out of the process because you know exactly what you can afford.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that you have to spend all of it, right? So if you're pre-approved for $400,000 and you want to spend $350,000, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Right? It's hard to go the other way, but okay. So what?
It is hard to go the other way.
Yeah.
And you
probably don't want to be showing somebody $500,000 properties when they're approved for $400,000.
Wouldn't.
Right? Because you know it sours the taste.
It's disappointing. It's a waste of time, but it's also disappointing to home buyers.
Right.
If they're not going to look at something that's going to be realistic, you're not helping them. There's no benefit for them to be looking at something like that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you talk about surprises, one of the biggest thing that I think we have when it comes to a surprise or surprises throughout the escrow process is the physical inspection. Once you have your offer accepted, one of the contingencies of that, along with your appraisal and along with maybe association documents, things like that, but a physical inspection is absolutely crucial for a home buyer to minimize, to reduce the number of surprises that you're going to have during the home buying process.
That's a big change. I know when I bought my house 20-some years ago, we never even had home inspections.
Most people didn't.
Right? We did a final walkthrough.
Yes.
Right?
And the final walkthrough is basically just to go back through to look to see if the home is in the same condition it was at the time that your offer was accepted.
Right.
In the very beginning. But your physical inspection is entirely different. And we do request that our home buyers be present for that physical inspection.
The entire time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are some who are there for a recap at the very end. But wouldn't it be good to be there to actually have an idea of what that inspector is viewing during that whole process? Maybe 2.5, maybe 3 hours, maybe 3.5 hours, depending upon the size of the home.
Now, there's an interesting point that you bring out, Linda, and this is one that I've had this conversation with many people,
mm-hmm.
and they make this comment that, well, I can't take off work, right? And you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the funniest part of it is when I ask them, well, do you get your hair cut during work hours or off hours? Right. And most people say, well, I take off work to go get my hair cut. Right. But for spending $100,000 or hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I don't want to take 3.5 hours or take a half day off work.
In my opinion, it is some of the best time home buyers can spend during the entire escrow process, being present for the physical inspection, actually viewing for yourself what the inspector is looking at, and also being there for the recap. Because yes, the home buyer is going to get a written report, but you'll also be able to get a recap from the inspector at the very end, at the conclusion of his or her inspection that day.
And we want to make sure that you're also aware that that's, for some goofy reason in the real estate world, the only person that's part of the transaction, I think probably the only person, maybe I'm wrong, but the only person that's part of the transaction that doesn't have to be licensed is the home inspector. I don't know of anybody else in the transaction that's a non-licensee. You know, and if you and I have to think about it that hard, it's probably not a significant part of the transaction. But you do want to make sure that they're part of their trade association, because those associations, and I don't remember the name of it. If you want the name, I can get it for you.
CREA is one of them.
Right.
CREIA. And if you go to CREA.com, there's a lot of very valuable information for home buyers, for agents, and there is a link there right for home buyers by going to CREA.com. It's the California Real Estate Inspection Association. I think that's the acronym. You and I looked that up once before. But there is very valuable information there. There's also a list of inspectors. Sometimes, you know, we've had buyers who said, well, Linda, who would you recommend? Well, actually, when it comes down to the home inspection, I want the home buyers to make that decision themselves. At times, I will be able to furnish them sample reports. And the sample reports will be redacted reports of a multiple of different inspections that have been done, and those are completely redacted, they're completely sanitized. But so if somebody's buying a condo, for example, we'll try and furnish them samples of condominium reports. If somebody's buying an older home, maybe a home built in the 50s or even the 60s, we have those every now and then, and we'll try to provide them with reports of older homes, for example, versus newer construction, because there's a difference.
Difference, absolutely. I was with a home inspector a couple of weeks ago, and he was very proud of the fact that they claim that they do a very good job, which I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the comments that he made is, we use a drone so that we can actually get full visibility of the roof.
Yes.
Right? Because you want to know what's going on there and get some good pictures of that.
Some of them do that without climbing on the roof.
Yeah. So, you know, there might be some good information in that, because there are ways that experienced people can tell if there's a leak. Right? I mean, you know, before...
Normally. Yes.
Yeah, before, I mean, it used to be you could just look up, and if you see the yellow spots, you know there's a leak, or freshly painted areas, you could tell. But you want to have some good ideas there. So the inspection, now that comes down the line, though,
it's after the offer is accepted.
After accepted.
And usually within about the first 10 days. So it's fairly early in the transaction.
But one of the things I wanted to chat with you a little bit about, so we go out, how many houses do you normally have to preview in order before you should start getting disappointed, maybe?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a good question. And, you know, a lot of times that depends upon the market. And when we have more inventory, for example, obviously there's more homes to see. But, you know, most buyers view the properties online first. It's different. It's not the same as in the past. because most home buyers have a pretty good idea of what they want to look at. I have buyers who tell me, and in the past, I used to line up properties to show someone. Now, most home buyers say, Linda, I'd like to see this property in this neighborhood. I found another one over here I'd like to see, and if there's anything else that you want to add to our list that day, please do so.
Okay.
I have ones in mind that I have previewed in advance online, and those are the ones I'm most interested in.
Which, as if you're a seller, that tells you make sure you have some good pictures out there.
Crucial.
Right? Because, I mean, if they're going to be calling the agents and saying, you know something, I want these, this is what I want to see, your first, you know, it used to be you had to ask, look, talk about curb appeal. Right? I mean, now if the photos aren't there.
Inside and out.
Yeah. And you know, we chatted last week. I forgot who was on. And we were talking about the idea. Go from, you know, if it's a gated community, show that in your pictures that you've got a gate. Go to the front yard, the backyard. You might even want to show, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you know, what do the schools look like? If you've got some pictures of the schools, or if there's a golf course, or, you know, whatever it is, if people are looking from the photos, that becomes a very important part of it.
Well, the photos are so important, and you and I have talked about that before, because that's normally the very first place that a home buyer will see your home, and that's online. And that's why those photos are as important as they are. Quality photos, professional photos, and also what you just mentioned, area photos. If you've got nearby schools, you've got nearby recreation facilities, and if you're an association, why not show the amenities of the association?
Sure. They're going to get charged
for it. You're paying for it.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the offer process when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Offer process, we'll get into that. We'll also talk our students getting fed up with the cost of college. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions. Are students getting fed up with the cost of college? The school season, it's about that time to get those applications for college in. Unbelievable where the pricing of college tuition has gone. Tuition of colleges from the late 80s to the year 2017-18 school year, it's clear to see the typical cost of undergraduate degree increased. Are you ready for this one? By 213% at public schools and 129% at private schools. Hard to imagine, 213%. And obviously we did see that under part of that, I believe why they, if you look at the timing of it as well, a lot of it has to do with some laws that were changed under the Bush 43 administration that caused a lot of the problems. But you know something, I've got nieces, I've got nephews that are getting to be college age. And one of the things I talk about all the time is take a look at the school, take a look at the return on investment. Don't listen to what the schools have to tell you because they're trying to sell you. Take a look at what their cost is, what it's going to cost you out of pocket. The private schools have more money available to give you than the public schools. Chris Bissonette's been here to help us out with that many, many times, chatting about those ideas. And then do your own homework as to what those programs will return as far as salary when you get out into the real world. Don't listen to the schools. Don't listen to what they tell you. They may have some decent information, but again, remember, they are trying to sell you a product and a product that is very, very expensive. So make sure you do your homework so you don't get any surprises there either. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? So in the last segments, we've been chatting with Linda Eisenman about buying a home. If you haven't done this in a while, you probably haven't seen a lot of the new issues that have come up in home buying. You know, these things change all the time. But what I wanted to chat with you about, Linda, is the offer process. So once we get into the, we've gone through and we talked earlier about getting fully pre-approved, and we talked about after the offer, what do I need to have as far as ready funds at the time of making an offer?
Well, you're going to need what's called the initial deposit, the earnest money deposit. That's a good faith deposit that normally goes into escrow after an offer is accepted. And that's typically based on a percentage of the sales price.
Okay, so is there a rule of thumb of what you have to do?
Probably around 2%. Well, actually, 3% is the number that is the magic number, so to speak, when it comes to a good faith deposit. And if a buyer defaults on a property, and it's going to be an owner-occupied property, the maximum default at that point would be 3% of a purchase price. So I personally don't see any reason for any buyer ever to put more than 3% down, or not 3% down, but I mean a 3% deposit. That's the initial deposit. That's the deposit that goes into escrow. Typically it's 1-2% is the typical deposit that would go into opening escrow.
So make sure you've got liquid funds. If you're buying a $400,000 house, $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, if you're buying a $400,000 house, you're probably going to be looking at, in my opinion, $5,000 to $10,000 for a deposit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that is there any relevance to the quality of your either pre-approval or pre-underwrite to that figure?
Well, there could be. Not necessarily, but there could be.
Okay.
I think that there are times when you have multiple offers on a property, and again, depending upon the market, but when you have multiple offers and you look at somebody who has a very healthy earnest money deposit, that tells me they're usually a serious buyer.
Okay. What else do I need to know about making that offer, the initial offer? What are the things I really need to look for closely? I've gone and I've found a house. I like this property. You know, we'll just use a hypothetical number. It's listed for $400,000. It's in the neighborhood we want to be in. What are the other items that I really need to know going into that contract?
Well, the contract itself, the California Association of Realtors standard residential contract is what's called an active contract. And by that, I mean that there are commitments within the contract that the buyer has to perform. The buyer has agreed to perform, and they've agreed to perform by, number one, maybe their loan approval. Number two, the physical inspection is a very big part of one of the contingencies in the contract. And these contingencies are all for the benefit for the buyer in the beginning process of the transaction.
So it is still California, so we're always looking out for the buyer.
Yes, we are.
Right?
Absolutely, initially. That's the way the California contract is written. And those contingencies, at some point, depending upon the dates in your contract, those contingencies will be removed. Those contingencies will be signed off. They will be eliminated. And those contingencies can be an appraisal contingency. And if they do, or it depends upon whether or not they have loan approval, there could be a loan contingency. An inspection contingency is a big part of it. And if you're buying in an association, the buyer has the right to approve the association documents. And by the way, if you're a home seller and you're in an association, get those ahead of time, because the home seller is going to have to provide them throughout the escrow process, so why not have them in advance to help minimize that particular contingency?
Sure.
And it's rare that a sale would fall through because of something in the association. Does it happen? Yes. Is it rare? Very rare.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing I've ever seen from the associations, if there's some sort of litigation going on,
yeah,
and you want to make, and it's going to be something that has to be in the disclosures,
yes,
anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, you're right. It should be in the seller's disclosures. But every now and then we have come across a lawsuit where the seller said, gosh, I wasn't even aware that my association was being sued over that item. And that can happen.
Sure. Because there's a lot of people that don't ever want to go to an association meeting.
That can happen. We had one actually on a property, and it was a slip and fall. And at the very last minute, this lawsuit showed up, and it was a slip and fall where somebody just slipped on the sidewalk out in front. And it was, we don't know for sure if it was a city or an association sidewalk. There was discrepancy over that, but both were sued, the association and the city.
Sure, makes sense. Okay, so now you mentioned that there's certain time frames on the contingencies.
Yes.
Do I have to sign off on those, or do they automatically get approved based on the dates that are in the contract?
They do not automatically get approved. We have an active contract, meaning buyers must sign off of those contingencies, and normally you would sign off as they're satisfied, as they're completed.
Okay, so if I have a 10-day contingency on whatever,
yes,
and nobody asks me to sign anything to remove that contingency, we could still have that contingency at close of escrow.
It's still live.
Okay. So we have forever to deal with that.
Yes.
So that's the biggest issue that and now you and I have talked about this before, and I don't see it happening nearly as much as I think it should, but there's no reason that my realtor can't give me a blank copy of a contract before we ever get into signing.
Oh, it's a great idea. Absolutely. You can ask for one ahead of time. I like to provide it to buyers. The other thing I really like to provide to buyers the very first time I meet with them is it's called our statewide buyer seller advisory. And the state of California, the California Association of Realtors just revised it again, and I think it's 14 pages long, and that's information for the home buyer and information for the home seller, and both parties sign it, the statewide buyer seller advisory. Right at the very top, page one, it explains in bold what the seller responsibilities and duties are. It also explains the buyer responsibilities and duties throughout the process, and the agent's duties and responsibilities. So those are all at the very top portion of page one. But there's a lot of things in that buyer-seller advisory that I think provide very, very valuable information for home buyers specifically.
So the whole issue there is, more often than not from what I see anymore, is the real estate contracts are done with what's called DocuSign.
A lot of them, yes.
Right?
Yes. A lot of ours are, yes.
And I don't know if it's just me being old or what it is, but I can't read off my phone. A 14-page legal document would be very difficult. So your idea of getting a copy of that in
advance
makes a whole lot of sense, that I can just read it at my leisure. And you know, maybe it's even available on people's websites.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. Well, thank you. That's a good idea. I'll do that. I haven't done that yet. But I absolutely like to provide it to buyers in advance. So I said, take your yellow highlighter and you go through anything in particular, because there's so many different things that are talked about on that.
Amazing information. There is so much to this. You can't get it all in a quick broadcast. I know Linda's got a lot of these tips on her website. So what's the name of your website, Linda?
PreferredHomeBrokers.com.
That was pretty cool. Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, PreferredHomeBrokers.com.
Right.
Go to the website, check that out. If you've got questions, give me a call, or I'll put you in touch with Linda, because I don't know the contract. That's what the realtors are for.
You know what I'd love for them to do is join me on Facebook, Preferred Home Brokers.
Okay.
On Facebook.
There we go. That'll get in. You can ask questions and whatnot there as well. But obviously, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, if you want me to introduce you to Linda Eisenman, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people, and have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.